Hello and welcome to The Retail Week. I'm Becky Waller-Davis, Retail Week's senior reporter, and today I'm joined by our executive editor, George McDonald, and our features editor, Gemma Goldfingal. So today we're talking about the only thing anyone's really been discussing, which is Tesco's new discount format, Jack's, named after its founder, Jack Cohen. Tesco unveiled it to a rather mixed response on Wednesday. George, you were there along with about 100 other journalists and analysts and all of Tesco's executive team. What were your first impressions?
I was quite impressed. I thought it was a really well-executed story. One of the reasons, though, why I think that is because it was so similar to Aldi. It was even put together by a former Aldi executive, but it was done very well, and I can see that it would work in particular types of location. Almost everything is branded.
We've got a show and tell, guys. So.
A little bit of retail history here. Here's a bag from the
opening
day. Get
on eBay. Make a fortune.
About 1,800 of the 2,500 odd products are all branded Jack's. Mm. And the other big differentiator is that 80% of the product is British. It's pledged to be the cheapest in town, which I think is an interesting turn of phrase. So I think what you'll see where it opens is that it will undercut Aldi and Lidl, maybe only by a few pence. As I say, particular locations, I can see it working. Mm. It was a really good shop. But that said, I don't think it's going to move the dial. It's not going to replace Tesco's core fascia at all.
Mm. And I mean, there's been a lot of chat, I think, about people saying, you know, Tesco has just started to kind of climb out of the hole it was in a few years ago. It's got rid of a load of distractions. Now it's built itself a new one. What do you think about that?
I got quite a bit of sympathy for that view, actually. Mm. What I still don't quite understand is why they didn't just provide brilliant value in a Tesco store, which would reinforce the reputation for value that it originally had, that the founder, Jack Cohen, who the brand is named after, made it famous for. They said that they wouldn't be able to offer this sort of range in a big Tesco store where people expect tens of thousands of products. But it works really well in limited assortment type of location.
Mm, okay.
And the other point I would make is that the first one opened in a mothballed store. It hasn't been used for about 3 years. Mm. Chatteris. And I think, that's where I could see it working. Places either where they've got mothballed stores, excess space, or space that isn't working, and they can appeal to a very particular demographic. Chatteris is out in the Fens. It's a nice town, but it's got a hinterland of people who aren't very well off, who will be exactly the type of people who Tesco has lost and other grocers have lost over the last few years to Aldi and Lidl.
Well, look, I mean, the big question really, I think, is will it work? It might look slick. Do we think it's still going to be here in 2 years' time?
Well, I think a bigger question is, what's the point? you said it's not going to move the dial. They're opening, 15 stores. What's the point?
Mm.
Like, why bother?
Yeah, they may open more than 15 if it works. But I think, the point is, as I mentioned a minute ago, I think the opportunity for them is in places where their standard formats aren't quite cutting through.
So I think the bigger thing for them is to make sure their standard format is cutting through.
Yeah.
Like, why isn't Tesco, that is the biggest grocer in the UK, like, not able to appeal to these shoppers?
Yeah.
Shouldn't they be the place not just for range, quality and value. Why are the discounters beating them? I think that's the bigger problem that they need to solve.
Yeah, well, and the discounters have already got a lot of ground on Jack's in terms of store numbers and mm-hmm. market share and all of that. I think, you know, it is a completely legitimate question. That said, though, they have got the core business motoring.
Yeah.
And so, you know, in the places where for whatever reason it's not appealing or it's not punching its full weight, that's where Jack's can come in, and that is better than, you know, having the space sitting there doing nothing, making no money.
Yeah. I think personally, will it work? I'm a fairly new Aldi shopper.
Yeah.
Not for everything, but I view Aldi now is a place that I want to go to. It's like a treat for me. And it's not a treat because I really am desperate for those cheap prices. Is that it's far more than that. Like, it's got a great offer, some really exotic products as well. It's great on things like Parma ham and Serrano ham and real international stuff. You know, I don't think the discounters have morphed into something that's more than just price oriented, and I think this just screams price to me.
Well, I think you make a really good point, because this has happened actually over the last few years. When the discounters originally disrupted the grocery establishment, they got in on price. However, as others reacted, Aldi and Lidl were more and more talking about quality. So I think, yeah, they're biting on more than one front now. I think the interesting thing, one interesting thing is this focus on British produce. You talk about Parma ham. There's lots of great British produce, which actually people like Aldi and Lidl have made a big deal of too, as well as people like Waitrose. But there are lots of good things from Britain, and you know, I think there could be some resonance, particularly in some of the areas where it's opening. In that, you know, you can't move in the store and there's signs saying things like every drop of milk is British, and they've got you know, British spins on, you know, Cornish camembert. Yeah. Actually, I think they should have come up with a British name for that. If you're going to go British, then like don't go for the true UK regional heritage.
Well, look, I mean, the interesting thing is quite a few people are saying that, you know, this focus on British is kind of veering towards a kind of Brexiteer outlook. What do you guys think about that?
If you look at where it's opened, it is Brexit heartland, isn't it? So Chatteris in Cambridgeshire, let me have a look. I did look at the stats. 71.4% of people voted to leave there. And the next place in Lincolnshire, what's it, Immingham?
Immingham,
69.9%. This is Brexit heartland. Yeah. I think the push towards Britishness is not a coincidence.
So you think it's quite cynical, maybe?
I think it will be interesting to see that, how that plays out. We were talking earlier, you know, if you were appealing on value, no matter how people might have voted in the referendum, if they are a bit hard pressed for cash, will they go for straight value, to what, or to what extent will the Britishness resonate? That is going to be interesting to watch. I do think, though, as well, there could be another Brexit aspect. Let's say, for the sake of argument, you know, there's disruption to food from other parts of the world, particularly the continent. Then they've got a supply chain set up here that doesn't rely on that. And, you know, we this sort of conversation has been had throughout grocery. If you remember, I think it was a couple of years back, Morrison's did a big study about the extent to which Britain could feed itself, and as a result it went to seek out new suppliers that it could help build up. So they were very, very much at pains to completely distance the whole thing from Brexit yesterday. But you can certainly look at it through a number of those filters, and I suspect there's a bit of truth in whatever filter you choose to look at it through in that respect.
Well, perhaps we'll be kind of flying off to Jack's then when everywhere else runs out of food post-Brexit. Well, I think that's all we've got time for today. Do join us again next week. We've got a busy week coming up with results from Boohoo, Hotel Chocolat, and Next as well. Thanks for joining us.